الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين. We were discussing about in the previous lesson about the waqt. The times of the Salat, Awqat, the times of the prayers, which we discussed the times of the five time prayers already.
Fajr we did not discuss.
Okay, if we did not discuss the Fajr, then the description, the time of Fajr is as follows. So, if you imagine that this is the horizon, and now when, and this is the east, and this is north. So when the sun is rising from the east, upwards, what happens is that as sun gets closer, there is a light. If you are standing here, there is a light which appears upwards here. So it will be visible to your eyes. There's a light coming upwards. This is what we call Al-Fajr al-Kadhib, Al-Fajr al-Awwal. Or Al-Fajr al-Kadhib, the fake dawn. Now sun is further, is moving upwards obviously, it comes up further. When it comes up further, what happens, this light is spreads horizontally on the horizon. When this light
thanks. This work we call Al-Fajr al-Sadiq. And this is most, this light, when the light spreads horizontally, here the light was not horizontally, it was coming upwards and becomes visible and comes upwards. Now that light spreads horizontally. This second horizontal light, which is the second dawn, is called Al-Fajr al-Sadiq, the true dawn. And this is the beginning time of the Fajr prayers, which is very much closer to the nautical twilight time in astronomy. Nautical twilight. Instead of astronomical twilight, or the civil twilight, which are not in sync with the Islamic Shari'i definition. So nautical twilight, which is at 12 degrees of sun's location upon the visible horizon.
So when the 12 degrees of the sun's location towards the horizon, so below the horizon. So let's suppose here is the horizon. So the location of the sun, below the visible horizon. This is what we are discussing. This degrees of the degrees of location of the sun below the horizon. So this is what is called the true dawn, spreading of the light in the horizontal direction, a white light spreading. If the sky is clear and we have a little bit expertise, we will be easily able to distinguish the true dawn. So this is the basically the beginning time in awwal al-waqt of Fajr. Now the fadilat time lasts up till the stars up till the where the stars are visible. When the stars are no longer visible, the fadilat time is gone. So we are supposed to pray the Fajr prayers. Obviously we should try our best to do in the awwal al-waqt, but if we could not, then within the time frame where the stars are visible. So when the light of the sun has spread so much, sun has become so much higher below the horizon that the stars are no longer visible, then the fadilat time is also gone. And it becomes qada when the first, when on the visible horizon you are standing, this is your visible horizon. Let's suppose this is your visible horizon. So here, when the first when the sun is starting to be visible on the visible horizon, that's where the fajr becomes qada. So this is about the fajr prayers. A lot of narrations are there saying the ta'keed on obviously the beginning time and saying our fajr before the time that the stars are no longer visible and gone. So this is what we should keep in our mind, especially when we are traveling towards the in the plains towards the west, towards the east, sorry. So we have very short time in the flights, probably maybe 10 minutes or 20 minutes or 15 minutes or so, less or more. So here we have to be very careful to be doing the fajr quickly, so we do it on time. So obviously we have two rakats of nafila of fajr, which is said before the fajr prayers, and then we say the fajr. We can also do the qada of nawafil. For those who could not do it on time, they can do the qada of the nawafil. If we don't do the qada, then we give the mud ta'am, which is 750 grams for those raka'at that we have missed. Sawab, it's mustahab to give the fidya or kafara for the nawafil, which are mustahab. We also have kafara or fidya for the nawafil to be given to the mu'min faqir people. So this is about the time of the fajr. Now let's move forward. When are we supposed to say our prayers? Obviously, the answer is that as soon as the time enters. Now the next question is, how do we prove it?
the time has entered. Shar'an, we have two ways to prove. Your personal yaqeen, certitude, or second, two adil witnesses. If you have two adil witnesses bearing witness that the time of the such and such prayers has entered, that's where that is hujjatun shar'iyyah. This is Islamically acceptable evidence. We can rely on two adil, not on one adil person. One adil is not hujjat. We respect him, but we don't rely. So two adil witnesses are required, and that's enough for you to start your prayers. Even though you don't have yaqeen, this is, hujjatun ta'abbudiyyah. Even if you don't have yaqeen, you are Islamically required to accept and follow what two adil are saying. Even you yourself may not have yaqeen, doesn't matter, regardless of your yaqeen. We rely on the witnesses of two adils as a hujjatun shar'iyyah and ta'abbudiyyah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Another point to remember as we are discussing the times of the prayers, that we do follow the tartib. Following tartib, that means a sequence. So we cannot do the Isha prayers ahead of the Maghrib, that will be batil. You have to do your Maghrib again, do your Maghrib, and then you do have to do the Isha again. Likewise, if you do your Asr prayers ahead of the Dhuhr, you have to do the Dhuhr first and then repeat your Asr prayers. You cannot do the Asr ahead of Dhuhr. Likewise, you cannot do your Isha ahead of the Maghrib. Following the tartib is compulsory to be followed. Otherwise, your prayers will be batil if you do that knowing intentionally. The next thing to remember about the time of the prayers is that if the time is short, in that case we need to be mindful that if the time is that short that if you do a mustahab thing, you may end up losing the prayers. It will not be in the within the time. So let's suppose if you do qunut, which is obviously a mustahab, which means a recommended thing. It's not wajib to do qunut in the five time prayers. So let's suppose if you do qunut, and because of your qunut, part of your salat, your prayers, will be outside the time. Part of your salat will fall outside the time. In that case, the ruling says, drop the qunut, drop your mustahab. Don't let your mustahab harm your wajib. If your qunut is going to cause your part of your salat to fall outside of the time, drop the qunut, leave the mustahab, just do the wajib thing, so at least your whole wajib salat is done within the time. So that's the theme that we need to keep in our mind. If you want to choose longer surah, excuse me, if you choose the longer surah after Fatiha, then because of the longer surah of Quran that you chose, part of your salat falls outside the time, then it's not allowed for you to do that. You should not choose it, choose a smaller surah. If you say
Subhanallah, Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Well, that must is enough in the ruku and the sujood, the sajda. If you add further Subhana Rabbil Azim wa bihamdi, or Subhana Rabbil A'la wa bihamdi, or the salawat in the ruku and sujood is not wajib. It's better, but it's not wajib. So because of the extra zikr that you may do in the ruku and sujood, if your salat falls partially out of the time, then drop that extra zikr. Because when you are praying that late, don't let your salat fall outside of the time, even partially. The next thing to remember when we are discussing the salat, the timings of the prayers, is that even if you can say one rak'at of yours within the time and the rest of the salat will fall outside of the time, still you make the niyat of ada. Even if you have one rakat of your prayers, let's suppose you're praying your asr prayers, one, the time is too so short that you can only say one rakat within the time, and then it will be sunset. When the sun sets, asr becomes qada. So we cannot start praying the maghrib because it's now the ghurub of shams. It's not the time of maghrib. Time of maghrib, maghrib is different than ghurub. Asr becomes qada at the ghurub of shams, the sunset. We don't pray at the ghurub, we pray at the maghrib. Maghrib is after the ghurub. So when the sunset sets, that means the ghurub shams, asr becomes qada. So if you have a time remaining which can suffice for one rakat of asr, and the three rakats of asr will be falling outside of the time, still you have to do the niyat of ada. I pray the asr prayers, ada'an, in qurbatan, in Allah. You don't have to say that, but that's your, the theme in your qalb, the qasd in your qalb. So one rakat within time is enough to make the niyat of ada. Although we are not supposed to intentionally delay our salat that much, that we will be forced to say three rakats outside the time, this is condemned. Obviously, this intentionally we should not do that. Now, now it is the Isha and the Maghrib prayers, the Maghribain, Maghrib and Isha,
they both become qada at qada at the Islamic midnight. Just like we Islamic definition of midnight, how we explained in the previous class. So you take the Maghrib time of the Adhan of Maghrib tonight and the time of the Adhan of Fajr tomorrow and make it half. That's the definition of Islamic midnight regarding Maghrib and Isha becoming Qadha. So if the Islamic midnight have passed, Maghrib and Isha have both become Qadha. So obviously in the fatwa of Imam Ridwanullah alayh, it was a different thing that in his fatwa Maghrib and Isha does not become qada after the Islamic midnight time, but if you are praying after the Islamic midnight time, then you will have to pray the Maghriban with the niyat of Mafid Dhimma, which means whatever is on your neck, if it is Adha, it will be counted as Adha. It should be counted as Adha. If it is Qadha, then it should be counted as Qadha. Whatever is your responsibility, Mafid Dhimma, whatever responsibility is falling on your neck, it should be counted according to that. So after the Islamic midnight passes by, we can still pray the Salatul Maghribain with the niyat of Mafid Dhimma, not with the niyat of Qadha, till the time of the Fajr prayers, before the time of the Fajr prayers. This was his fatwa. Obviously, most of the other Maraji say that when the Islamic midnight arrives, Maghrib and Isha both become Qadha. Maghrib becomes Qadha obviously a few minutes before that, because we already discussed that, let's suppose this is the Islamic midnight time, let's suppose it's 11:35 p.m. tonight, for example, then if you usually take 5 minutes to say four rakats of Isha prayers, then at 11:30 p.m. tonight, for example, Maghrib will become Qadha. That's the end time, because now it's only 5 minutes remaining to the Islamic midnight, and you take usually 5 minutes to say your Isha, four rakat Isha prayers. So when 11:30 comes, your Maghrib became Qadha already. Now, the last 5 minutes are Waqtun Mukhtas, the specific time of Isha, where you cannot pray any other prayers. Your Maghrib has already become Qadha at 11:30. So now you can only pray the Isha. And when 11:35 comes, which is the Islamic midnight, both of them are gone. Both of them become Qadha. So this we discussed the Waqtun Mukhtas already, but what I'm trying to say is that Maghrib becomes Qadha a little earlier, just like I described. So this is the discussion about the Salat, about the Waqt of the prayers. It is always good, before I end, it's always good to keep in mind that if you are not sure that the time has entered, wait for a further while. Delaying a little bit is better than praying the prayers ahead of the time, which will obviously be batil. If you delay a little bit, you may lose the thawab of Awwalul Waqt because you could not distinguish the Awwalul Waqt. That's true, but still it will be in the fadila time. But if you say ahead of the time, it will be batil. So if you are unsure about the time entering, don't start your prayers. Wait for a further while until you have yaqeen. Your personal yaqeen is necessary. So you either have yaqeen, that's where we prove the time has entered. There are only two ways shar'an, either two adl witnesses or our personal yaqeen. So we should wait for a while until we have the yaqeen, and then we start our prayers. وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين.